America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. So let me get it straight. TJ's here, but he's not here? What am I missing here? Now, unless he's on the phone with Max Crosby, I'm not interested. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, I'll go find out. Hold on.
Why don't you go find out? Go find out. I mean, my goodness. People, welcome in at 3 o'clock while Rico figures out if TJ's okay. I want to reset what we're doing here. Open or closed door, please. Pick one.
He told me get the hell away from him.
Ha! Wow. Are you on the phone with Crosby?
No.
Put your headset on. That's a microphone. We're going to talk into that.
My backpack. That was awesome.
Oh, my God in heaven.
I'm sorry.
All right. You're good. I'll just make sure David and him don't talk to you, and I'll make sure I don't fire any sound until we get this man
David and him? Who is him?
Kenny.
Oh, you can't call him by his name?
Nice. Didn't feel like saying both their names. I was trying to be quick about it.
Oh, he just Kenny, told me I love you, buddy.
Hey, Kenny, he loves hey. Kenny. He told me to get the hell away from him.
Like, you know what that's about.
Right.
All right. So now listen. We're going to start this out before we get to rivalry stuff, because there's nothing to talk about with the Lions. They're gonna smoke this team. The Titans are an abomination.
Ooh, be careful.
They're garbage.
Be careful.
Okay, they're gonna win the game.
No.
They're gonna win the game.
No, TJ.
Yeah,
TJ.
Careful with the blowout talk.
TJ, this is Lions homecoming. This is a homecoming game for them. You care more about the tailgating and the menu.
Why?
And
because
all of that.
Tennessee traded a couple players.
Because
they blow.
Awful.
Dude, you know all
their
about
offense. Okay, I'll surrender. Their offense is not good.
It's abysmal. And defensively,
your offense is
they're solid.
Their defense is good.
Okay, but you have the good. Best offense in the sport.
Okay, so you went out there. Okay. And you,
I agree with you.
Yeah, this is going to be a step down from even playing the Vikings.
I'm not saying they're going to win it by more than the spread. I'm saying they're going to win. And there's just not a whole lot of drama for me.
No, well, what's the spread at 11?
12?
11 and a half.
Points in the NFL.
It's a ton, yeah, isn't
no,
it?
No, I'm sensing more, but it won't quite be what the Cowboys game was, but
yeah. Oh my God.
But you know what? Hey, and I know we'll get to the picks, but Dan Campbell's team never seem to overlook people. You know what I mean?
And this is going to be a testament.
He's going to have them ready.
This is going to be a testament to Campbell and his assistants to keep his team focused, because they have to be thinking the same thing.
That's not even an issue in my mind. Like, this team doesn't, you know, like they don't have that arrogance about them. Like, oh, we got Tennessee, here we go. You know, I know there's been some distractions.
If you were running
Tennessee
trick plays,
some people.
Come on,
J-Mo, you're right,
TJ. Like, you're running trick plays in the fourth quarter against Dallas.
That was personal, though. That was personal. Okay. I don't think there's any.
Speaking of personal,
I don't think there's any Dan Campbell revenge game against the Titans. Not that I'm aware of, at least.
We need to focus.
Am I missing something?
Yes.
I don't think.
Are there any politicians
we
that are getting supposed to be mad at Dan Campbell this week?
I don't think the Lions have ever beaten the Titans.
It doesn't matter. Listen.
Quit living the past.
I want
to
know.
I tried to help you. You want to talk to him? Mike, you're up to the stage.
I want
to
know where it went wrong. Where did it go wrong? Oh, a week ago, we were typing into your phone and sending Max Crosby recruiting pitches. Less than a week later, he's driven to madness by Lions fans.
What did I?
48 hours later.
You were supposed to close the deal, man. What happened?
You know what? We probably overdid it.
Damn it.
And I did talk to Max after we did the show last Friday.
How did it go?
He was,
what were you doing,
TJ? He was overwhelmed by the amount of messages that he has gotten from Lions fans. And I think Max just has a lot on his plate right now. I'll leave it at that. Like you get it. You're in a different locker room. You can't be going around. What did you just play there? I don't have my headset.
I didn't play anything. No, okay. And it was right. Personal growth. I didn't play anything because you don't have a headset.
And I think Max said, you know, listen, I got teammates in this locker room that are obviously reading the same stuff that I'm reading and that are people who center me. But he's got to say what he's got to say. And look, is there still a chance? I mean, when's the trade deadline, Rico?
TJ Lang reporting, hope is not lost in the pursuit of Max Crosby.
I don't think it's lost on Max Crosby to look at the season and say, we're going nowhere. And if the right fit is there, can we make it? I'm not saying that that's there. TJ. I'm not saying it's gone, but I don't think the door's completely shut.
Good man.
Kenny, you know what he just stepped on, right?
I'm fine with keeping hope alive. Okay. Don't kill the dream, Rico.
Landmine? What did I step on, Rico?
The rake. So, he puts rakes out there.
No.
What?
No.
We
no.
spent 30 minutes on it. Please don't do this again to me this
We're
week.
Not.
Please don't do it.
You just
Please
did it to yourself.
Please don't. I just said I don't
said
think the door's closed.
You just
I
said people hope.
I don't think the door is slammed shut.
That's
I don't
hope,
think
TJ.
There's a, I don't think there's a lot of room.
TJ, that's
But
hope.
I don't think it's shut. See? Quite yet.
And
we'll
that's
see, man. We still got, what, a you know week what, and a half to go before the trade deadline?
And you know what Detroit yeah. heard? There's still a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to
TJ Lang yeah. says, don't give up Detroit. 248.
All of Detroit is now Eddie right. Murphy from the Coming to America.
Did this for-
yes!
David.
He's about to be getting a ton more texts on his phone, Max Crosby is.
Well,
Detroit's blowing up my phone again.
The angle, look, I wanted to know if you'd talk to him. I'm going to leave you alone otherwise.
I have.
You
I
can't.
Have.
So
he's been overwhelmed. I'll leave it at that. He's been very overwhelmed.
Do you feel like he's appreciative of how much he's desired here in Detroit?
Or did he get angry?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Probably a little bit of both, I think.
Really?
Yeah. No, I think he was flattered by the fact that there's... And the Lions weren't the only team that he mentioned. I think he mentioned Atlanta and Bears and...
That was all
a bunch
fake,
of other
though.
People.
It's yeah, just
probably.
Us.
But he said Lions, like five times. Then he mentioned a couple other teams.
Right.
So he's probably been hearing it from majority of Lions fans. But I think he was overwhelmed by the response. But I also think that in my heart, if I had to guess today, I think he still stands where he's been... the last couple months of saying, like, yeah, of course every player wants to be in one franchise their entire career and they want to make a difference. But there also comes a time where you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what, do I want to do this? He's on record of saying, I don't want to go through a rebuild. I don't want to redo this thing over. I don't want to start from scratch with a new coach and a new quarterback. And, hey, I got to be the guy to carry the weight of this franchise on my shoulders. But he's still a young player, though. So, you know, there's something rewarding, I think, about being in one spot
if they
and
lose
seeing
the
turnaround. But
if they lose to the Chiefs,
who knows?
Can we get it? Can we have you reach out with more of the Dr. Evil?
You know what's crazy? I don't.
Come here, Scott. Scott. Max.
Scotty, come
Max.
Here. Sit on my lap. I love you. I don't.
Could we reach out if they lose to the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think you have to. Yeah. I mean, you have to.
No, you.
No, my part's done. I've taken so much heat the last. Every day that goes by, I get heat from everybody. You didn't get it done. You stink. You suck. You don't know what you're doing, Mike. That's obviously all on you, which I said last week. You're the one who started this.
I didn't start nothing.
I don't think they lose to the Chiefs, though. Call me crazy. I don't think they lose to the Chiefs. I don't. They play the Chiefs so hard and so tough.
Well, I like them getting 10.5. I just.
Okay. But I do too.
But yeah. Winning. Oh, my. Mm. All right. Look, you did your part. Now, here's my question.
I tried.
Now, hold on.
It's not done yet. Hey, we still got a week and a
you
half.
You reported at 3:07. Hope is not lost, Detroit.
I don't think hope is lost.
Will Birchfield.
Oh, I don't. Okay. I don't think hope is lost that Max Crosby is open to a trade.
Okay.
I'm not saying I don't think hope is lost that the Lions are going to go.
Okay.
And get
so
him.
Here's part two.
I think Max is open to, like, hey, I got to, you know,
so here's
I'm at
part
the point
two.
Of my career. I
safe time space. Time you're in a safe in. Space. Now. You're amongst friends.
I don't. No. You're a liar.
No, hold on.
Look at even Rico shaking his head. Come on. This
hold
is not
on.
A safe space.
If you
Rico,
answer,
am I wrong?
If you answer this honestly, we will move on next segment. That's all. This is all I ask.
When have I ever lied to you?
Listen. You work for the team. You do side.
That's not true. I work for your station.
Okay. But you played for the team. You know everyone there is to know. You have intimate relationships. You know you have contacts.
Somewhat true.
Okay. What I want you to do is this. Could you, not will you, could you pick up the phone and call Brad Holmes?
No.
Why? Because you're scared?
Because I don't have his number.
Lies!
I'm not kidding. I will give you my phone right now.
Damn it.
Really? I do not have his phone number.
Damn no. it. Huh.
I do see Brad all the time, and I love Brad. I think he's an awesome guy.
Post him up against the wall, go, here's the deal, Buckaroo. Three first round picks.
Yeah, nah, I don't have that kind
you
of
you don't
power.
Have his number?
No.
So you're not texting him? How in the F is Cooper Kupp always open?
You mean he doesn't get those texts like I do?
That's between me and Aaron Glenn. Yeah, I text Aaron Glenn. And hey, come on, man. We got to have a plan for Cooper Kupp.
When he scored, I immediately thought about you.
It is literally, I think, the biggest question mark in sports, Rico. You watch these plays, and it's like, oh, you got your 6'4", 270 outside linebacker one-on-one with Cooper Kupp in the slot. How the hell are you doing that? Like, how? And last night was more Puka Nacua, which obviously big win for the Rams. My goodness,
they're going to win the West, awesome. Aren't they?
Their O line is still scares me a little bit. I think they're still a little bit of a mess on
the
O line.
But
the
Niners are in tatters.
I get
their defense.
Hold, I get the
young guys that you know what their defense has some young guys that are starting to play better, which gives me a little bit of hope. But you know, and I wanted to ask you
Niners,
guys. I know we're running against it.
If they can beat the Cowboys and go to the bye week,
I'm with you and. I'll kind of lead this question in the next segment, but remember I sat here last Friday and I said, are we all waiting for Sam Darnold to start doing Sam Darnold things?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys kind of looked at me and said, oh, no, he's in a better offense and he's got better. He did some Sam Darnold things last night. Darnold things. I know his stats look good against the Lions, but he had some Sam Darnold plays
they
against,
scored 20
in
points.
That game too.
You're right.
I'm with you.
And
yeah.
And the Lions.
You spotted him 14.
Right, against
you
the Lions.
You faked a punt. You turned it over for a touchdown.
Lions had no pass rush.
Sam Darnold's starting to turn into Sam Darnold.
And he also got turned into the Exorcist.
He is.
At the end of the game as well.
Oh, he is.
Excellent radio.
All right. Can we be done with the Max Crosby talk, please? That's all I ask.
For this week?
I don't want to do another segment.
No.
We did so much last week.
We're going to rivalry.
Okay, we're good.
Relax. We're great.
What rivalry?
Michigan State.
Oh, it's dead. You guys said it was dead 2 years ago.
Well, it is because we can't win, but we still want to win.
But it's back alive now.
No, it's not alive. It's we hate you. It never ends. I mean, this is like, what do you want me to tell you? I want to win.
Can't wait.
You don't want to talk about it? You're a Michigan fan. You are.
Anytime Michigan and Michigan State play on the Big Ten Network,
it's a bad broadcast?
No.
It's happened twice.
That game should be on ESPN, ABC, NBC,
I know.
Primetime.
Well, blame him.
Big Ten Network?
I know. Blame him.
Michigan
owed. Both our teams stink.
Michigan owed the Big
Ten
Network.
I think your team stinks less, but.
Yeah. TJ, Michigan owed the Big Ten Network a night game.
That stinks.
Read something. We're going to talk about this next.
Okay. You sure? Okay.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.